Greetings, my friends. This is Peter Lee, welcoming you to the Night Watch. Follow me now to where terror begins and life ends. Come with me on the Night Watch.
I've got sheer energy patio.
I've got sheer energy patio.
Sheer Energy. Legs brings you Sheer Energy. Our pantyhose have all-day massage. We make Sheer Energy with a yarn that's spring knit. It's so springy, it massages your legs all day.
I can feel it. Wow!
Sheer Energy work. They really do massage my legs all day.
Sheer Energy pantyhose make your legs feel more energetic. Because the more you do, the more they massage your legs.
When you're moving, they massage you.
The pantyhose with all-day massage. Only $2.99 at the Legs Boutique.
This was to be the summer. The summer he'd been waiting for so long. All the way back to when he'd been an Alabama country kid with the cornfields and the creeks to enjoy. He'd not bothered with all that, fighting his way through the jungle he'd chosen for his own show business. Made it, too. In 5 solid, slugging, grafting years. Right to the top. Television records, movies and tours, nightclubs in New York, Vegas. And he was tired. With the latest album just out in a smash, he was free. Back to his roots he'd go for a long, hot Alabama summer. Took an old, rambling, run-down farmhouse buried in the countryside he remembered so vividly, so lovingly. Went down there to be alone, or almost alone, for 4 months. A recreation it was to be. True recreation, away from the glitter and brashness of his ever-active working life. He and Jill just flopped there. Drag around, do nothing for a solid 4 months. Took a few days to settle, unwind, let down. Not long, just a few days, and he was back to being what once he'd been. A country boy living at a country place. Early up they were, for no good reason, except that it seemed to come naturally then. Not that there was much for them to do. Feed themselves, walk a little, sit a lot. He did his on the porch, guitar always with him, but in the way it had been since he was a kid, not pressured, not working out the woven fabrics of sound that had taken him to the top as an entertainer. Just strumming, picking out a tune sometimes, others just strumming. For hours he'd sit there, drinking in the sun, watching the corn grow and the birds peck at it. Stop them when he could with the slingshot, the other symbol of those old faraway days that he kept with him. Pebbles collected each day before he settled to the day's loafing. Jill would wander out to the cornfield out back, across from the porch, wander through it, sit out there, and enjoy the privacy, the peace of it. Always knowing he was there, but being alone, without loneliness. Same for him. Time passed. Nothing happened. Nothing was meant to, and nothing did. She wandered, occasionally cooked. He sat, occasionally stirred, to drive into town for more supplies. They cleared up around them, but nothing more. Rested. On the porch, he'd set the guitar down to lazily lift the slingshot, load it, let loose a pebble at one of the big black crows whose cawing cut into the piece, blended badly with the chords he'd pick out. It was a heavy slingshot, solid rubber in the sling, but a pebble flew from it hard and a long way, accurately. They were relaxed together. The occasional disagreement, but nothing much. Normal things. And then rarely. He wasn't surprised when she didn't return from the cornfield that morning. Well, they'd had one of those rare rows. He'd complained about something or other at breakfast, and they'd both flared, shouted, subsided, and separated. He, as usual, to the stoop and the guitar and the slingshot. She, without apparent rancor, to the cornfield. The crows were busy that morning, throwing up a constant cacophony to disturb his thoughts and his music. He was busy with the slingshot, weighed the pebbles carefully, aimed, and let loose at the big black birds. Had a good eye that morning, caught more than a few of the crows, was pleased with himself, kept it up through the day. Didn't bother to eat midday when Jill stayed out. Put together his own supper when she still wasn't back that night. Didn't worry, didn't wonder when she didn't come back at all. Seemed right somehow. If she wanted out, go. No point any other way. Split. Just wander off. She'd come into his life that casually. That's how she'd chosen to go. The summer drew on. He was, if anything, even happier in his aloneness now that Jill had gone. Beginning of August, she'd been off. Now it was early September, and he was still happy, completely at peace in his utter idleness. The corn was near ripe now. He still sat out there in the stillness of it, still strumming, still letting loose the pebbles from the slingshot at the busy crows doing their best to consume that rich corn harvest before the men could gather it. The peace was dissipated. Now the roar of harvesters shattered the quiet of the place, and he knew it was time to move, get back into the world. Thought of Jill again, wondered if he'd come across her when he got back to the old run. She turned up when he was ready to leave. Didn't leave, though. Maybe he'd never get away. Difficult to explain. Explain away the rotting corpse they found when they cut the corn back up to the farmhouse. Jill, in amongst the corn. Been there a month to 6 weeks. They found it hard to believe he didn't know. Slingshot had killed her. Must have been one of the pebbles that missed a crow that crushed her temple. He didn't know. But would they believe him? Farewell. The Night Watch is produced by Clack Program Production for the Mutual Broadcasting System. Next time on the Night Watch, suspense. Suspense and fear. Relief. And shock.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.